Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of February 7th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Bioshock 2 for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
Dante's Inferno for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Star Ocean, The Last Hope for PS3.
Super Monkey Ball, Step and Roll, and Shirin, The Wanderer for Wii.
It's Movie Tie-In Mania for the DS with Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief, and Scene at Twilight. There's also The Daring Game for Girls for DS and Wii.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Star Trek Online for PC,
White Knight Chronicles and Ruse for PS3,
Puzzle Chronicles for DS and PSP,
and for iPhone, Assassin's Creed 2 Discovery got its official release. Plus, there's a new RTS called Battle of Puppets, whose makers wrote a nice comment thanking us for including them. No problem. We try to be as complete as possible. Other new iPhone games include Cogs, Evening Star, Gorilla Bob, Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games, Spore Creatures, and Warheads.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our February 1st roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday. So normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week, in honor of the release of Star Trek Online, we have the complete Star Trek movie comic collection on CD-ROM for Windows and Mac. This includes all of the original Star Trek movies, all of them that were made into comics anyway, plus Generations, First Contact, The Next Generation series finale, and more of the original Star Trek comics from Marvel, 25 issues in all.
Take a break from your Star Trek MMOing to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, February 11th.
Last week's winner is Max M., who won the Office game. Microsoft announced late last week that they will be discontinuing Xbox Live support for the original Xbox consoles and games on April 15th, and this includes original Xbox games playing on Xbox 360 via backward compatibility, such as Halo 2 and Star Wars Republic Commando. The story is that there are some Xbox Live innovations that are being held back due to Microsoft support for original Xbox, so when they pull the plug, this will no longer be a problem. No details yet on what those innovations might include, but perhaps we'll finally see an end to the 100-person friends list cap. In the meantime, you have 2 months to milk the online fun out of your original Xbox games. If you do still play online with an original Xbox, Microsoft will soon be turning off auto-renewals for your Xbox Live account.
Spoiler warning, we're gonna pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick of a heart.
2 months ago, the concept of plowing through an Assassin's Creed 2 mission was completely foreign to me, but that's exactly what I did this week, when I devoted just under 2 hours of my day to beating the first DLC content, Battle of Forli. As you may know, Battle of Forli and the upcoming Bonfire of the Vanities DLC are basically missions that weren't finished in time to be included in the main game. Each fills in some story gaps that, frankly, weren't that noticeable to begin with. This one focuses on homicidal vixen Katarina, who makes a few brief but memorable appearances in the full game. It seems Katarina has messed with the wrong Italians. Soldiers attack, you have to stop them, you're notorious, blah blah blah. It feels just like any other mission in AC2, and it plays just like one. The main benefits are the new flying mission and a blink-and-you-missed-it flash of Katarina's baby maker, as she so eloquently puts it. The ending is abrupt, and you can realistically beat it in about an hour. You won't see anything you haven't seen before, except for Katarina's granny panties. And there are no new achievements or trophies. Bottom line, if you're a completist who wants to get a little more story or you'd like to take another shot of flying, download away. If not, well, Bioshock ain't cheap. So that extra $4 is going to come in handy come Tuesday.
And now here's Pikachu Fan with his latest game review. By the way, he'll be 7 years old on Tuesday.
Goosebumps Horrorland is my new DS game. It works on any DS. Some DSi, just the normal DS, DS Lite, any DS really. It's very fun. The game is based on the Goosebumps series by R.L. Stein. I also like the Goosebumps books. The one that we're reading right now is Escape from Horrorland. Anyways, what's good about it is there's a very good story. You get an invitation from a horror who knocked the doorknob and then put the ticket on your front porch. And then when you open the door, it just runs away. Would you ever think about getting an invite to Horrorland? Because if I get it, I'm out of here. And not going, unless I have superpowers that I want to test, but I probably am not going to test there. I'm probably going to test it in a graveyard when no one's awake. You'll need some frights to play games, and you'll need a certain amount of frights to go in a place.
You'll need only 10 frights to go to a vampire village. There's also rides.
One ride is called Roller Coaster. Would you like to go on that ride? I don't think so. Horrorland gives you little jokes. Like, one was, why did the doctor know the vampire was sick? Because it was coughing. Horrorland is a good game. It's one of my top 3 games. It's for older kids. Not like a 1-year-old or something. 1-year-olds don't even have DSs.
We've built up a large and rather eclectic group of consoles and titles in our house. While some games don't age well, others have continued to tempt us long after we've moved on to a new system. A select few titles have even earned a place in our busy gamer lexicon. Blast Corps for the N64 was many things, but Progressive wasn't one of them. The goal of the game was simple: destroy everything. The challenges came from the increasingly difficult puzzles, which included figuring out how to demolish certain items, and that favorite game developer crutch, the timed mission. Your guide in the game was a perky woman who assigned you missions and commented on your progress.
You're just trying to impress me.
Well, no, I was just trying to beat the level, but thanks. I would love to play Blast Corps on a next-gen console. At the other end of the girl power spectrum is Dark Summit, a wonderful snowboarding game for the original Xbox. Dark Summit featured a hip chick secret agent who could get tricky on the mountain and save the world all before lunch.
Can't keep me down.
I know some in the industry would say Dark Summit failed because the lead character wasn't a dude. I like to think it had to do more with some intense competition from several other snowboarding games released around the same time. Besides, Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball was all chicks and it sold great. Who says a girl can't sell a game? Dark Summit benefited from the Xbox treatment, but I would love to do 360s on my 360.
We need some help with that.
Scapegoat Wax's IL-10 is a perennial favorite on my iPod, and it never fails to swoop me back to one of the first games I played on the original Xbox, Jet Set Radio Future. This classic was a cult favorite that should have broken through, but it was just odd enough to avoid the mainstream attention it deserved. JSRF featured key Tokyo locations such as Shibuya Terminal, brought to life in cel-shaded glory. Equipped only with roller skates and the cutest Japanese outfits ever, I skated up, down, and around buildings, raced friends, and spray-painted graffiti everywhere, but for a very good reason. And you shouldn't do that in real life. It even says so at the beginning of the game, right after the warnings no one else reads either. Honestly, the gameplay was up and down, sometimes literally. But no matter how frustrated I got, I didn't mind, as long as the disembodied DJ guiding my journey kept the J-pop going. With a few tweaks and a next-gen upgrade, audiences might finally find that the Jet Set Radio future is now. You wouldn't know it from the podcast, but survival horror is my all-time favorite genre. There just haven't been that many good games lately. I dutifully stayed with Silent Hill until recently. I refuse to play the Arctic Blast game they've put out, and my love-hate relationship with Resident Evil will continue to live on. I would drop those pretenders to the throne in a skipped heartbeat for a definitive, high-def, stereotastic version of my all-time favorite survival game, Shadow Man.
I must stop this evil from bringing about the end of all things.
That was Mike LeRoy, the titular Shadow Man from the best N64 game. And yes, I played Zelda. Mike had the ability to enter the dark world and kick butt. The plot revolved around a cabal of serial killers planning to unionize and really make life a living hell. While the violence was not graphic by today's standards, the game remains one of the most disturbing I've ever played. Yes, there is killing, and lots of it. And the game is definitely not for children. But the real horror here is psychological. When Mike discovers a very personal connection to one of the enemies, I felt the knife twisting in my heart. That made the game great. Presenting the awful truth in the form of a sick joke told by a serial killer? Priceless.
Only you can do it, Shadow Man. You are the walker between the worlds.
Let's hope that one day, Mike is the walker between next-gen consoles. Comment of the week.
Wolfkin, who we follow on Twitter, wrote about Girl Guide Games' full article, which, if you read it, took a small shot at Zelda and a larger one at the Wii. Boo you for hating on Wind Waker. Oh, but aside from that, word up on your list. I think I've started Link to the Past like 9 times on 4-5 systems, and each time, it's like the joy I got from playing it the first time. I love Ocarina of Time, and quite frankly, any of them is worthy, but nostalgia puts Link to the Past on top. In terms of the article, The Sands of Time and Metroid Prime are two fine examples. And I'll admit I actually did buy Resident Evil 4 twice, even though I'm only put about 3-4 hours into the GameCube version. Oh man, when I get to my backlog, it's gonna be on. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. What we're playing.
So I haven't had much time to play this week, but you pretty much heard what I did play, which was Assassin's Creed 2 Battle of Forli. And I continue to play games on my iPhone. A few new ones that have crept in, including Arachnodoodle that I really, really like. And I also discovered that Game Watcher added Chuzzle to my phone, which, oddly, I never played on the computer, even though everyone I knew loved it. So I've been playing a lot with that lately, and I've discovered it's killing my tendons.
Another busy week for me, too. I barely had time to play anything. I did fire up the original Mass Effect long enough to realize I had completely forgotten the controls. I advanced the story a little, skipping some pesky side quests that have been holding me back, but for some reason this game bores me. Don't get me wrong, normally I love RPGs, and I enjoyed the first Knights of the Old Republic immensely, the sequel a little less, but this is so shiny and polished by comparison that somehow it's distracting. It pulls me out rather than immersing me in it. I'll keep trying to figure out where this gets fun as time permits. On iPhone, I picked up Spring Fling, a vertical platformer, when it was free for a day, and it's fairly addictive. You can press the spring by sliding your finger down the front of your touchscreen. There's a limited amount of springiness before you need a pit stop to recharge, and some levels scroll so you don't have much time to plan your next move. You just keep springing upward. Totally worth paying for if you miss the short giveaway window.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare includes Tales of Monkey Island Chapter 5, Tumblebugs 2, and 5-in-1 Solitaire, plus Virtual Console title Alex Kidd in Shinobi World for Sega Master System.
There are a bunch of new DSiWare titles. 5-in-1 Solitaire, Downtown Texas Hold'em, Legends of Exidy, Move Your Brain Rollway Puzzle, and True Swing Golf Express.
The PlayStation Store offered up a new game called Fretnice, the Battlefield Bad Company 2 multiplayer demo, and a $5 White Knight Chronicles makeover ticket that charges you for the privilege of changing your character appearance mid-game. Ripoff.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 got demos for Aliens vs. Predator and Dynasty Warriors Strike Force, the MX vs. ATV Reflex Track Pack 2, and some free NBA Live 10 All-Star Weekend jerseys and Dragon Ball Raging Blast characters.
Xbox Live Marketplace launched the musical puzzle game Chime, the Halo 3 Mythic 2 map pack, which includes the last three ODST multiplayer maps for those who didn't buy ODST, and Dragon Age Origins Return to Ostagar.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at busygamernews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game, that's G-R-R-L, Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We've also started a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an at reply. We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
And please, take a moment to rate and review us on iTunes. We need just one more to reach 10 ratings. We know you're out there, and we really would love to hear what you think.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com, WAC Podcast. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. Right now.
What's good about it, Daddy? Really?